Joining us is Ethan Bukovich and Ron Spory. They are players on the Sitting Bulls sled hockey team. We always enjoy our conversations with members of that team. What a great organization that is. But they are participating in an event that is occurring this weekend at the Cambria County War Memorial. And I want to welcome both Ethan and Ron to our show. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, tell us a little bit about this event this weekend, what's being called the COVID Cup, and the teams that are coming in. And I'm sure you guys are happy to be playing hockey once again.
Oh, for sure. We're very stoked. So it started with, we found out that all of the able-bodied teams started having games again.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very frustrated. It's not that we were discluded because nobody's preventing us from playing, right. But we felt, as kind of a team, that as soon as able bodies were able to start playing hockey again, we should have been too.
Mm.
And it started with me from Johnstown and a player named Sam from Ohio. We came together, and basically all we did was just decide that we were going to have it and started asking friends. We have people coming from Connecticut, from Ohio, from Pittsburgh, all over, just because everybody misses hockey and wants in.
And let me tell you something about this style of hockey. I've been on the ice with you guys. This is very competitive. You guys are very skilled at what you do. I'm sure there are people, guys, that haven't heard any conversations that I've had with anybody else connected to your team. But if you could tell the world what sled hockey is.
Sled hockey was started in the 70s by a group of physical therapists from Sweden. It's not long after that. It took a couple of years, but it became a Paralympic sport, and it has grown very steadily throughout the years. There are now teams all over the world, from Germany, Canada, the United States, the Czech Republic, still Sweden is still a team, Norway. It's the closest adaptive sport that there is. The only difference between sled hockey and stand-up hockey is that we're sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
There are two blades, the same as on the bottom of ice skates, on the bottom of our sleds, and every player has two sticks with metal picks on the bottom that we use to push on the ice to propel ourselves forward. There's a national team and a junior national team. We have players from the junior national team participating in the game this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very fun sport.
Yeah, and very competitive, as I've said. Another thing that I love about your team is it's multi-generational. There are people of different ages, and you also have a pretty wide geographic region also of people that play for the Sitting Bulls.
Yeah, we do. Cambria County, Somerset County, Bedford, Blair Counties, and Indiana County are the five counties that are mostly represented on our team. Yeah, and right, the age, there's youngest on the younger team, I think, is about 5.
Yeah.
And I'm the oldest on the team, 57, and 1 week away from 58. So
nice. Oh, wow.
Quite a span of ages. I'm old enough, except for one player, to be there either the father or grandfather.
That's awesome, Ron.
Yeah, it helps to keep me young, and I have a great time. This is my 17th season playing.
Wow.
And I went for anything else.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask you, previous conversations that I've had, when this group first got together, it was just a matter of putting a team together, and you guys have really gone from something to just give some people an opportunity to play to now being a pretty competitive group that travels some pretty interesting places.
Yeah, the Sitting Bulls have been very, very supportive of all of our players and very supportive of this tournament. We started off with, I believe, 6 players in 2008. As the sport keeps growing, so does our team, and more and more people want to play. I can count on one hand the number of times somebody's tried sled hockey and didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Really interesting stuff. We're talking to Ethan Bukovich and Ron Spory of the Sitting Bulls sled hockey team. And guys, I have to ask, the name of this event this weekend, the COVID Cup, obviously this has some special significance to you.
Yeah, it does. We haven't played any games in over a year since COVID started. It's very important to us that people understand that we are, just because the name is the COVID Cup, We're not trying to mock or make fun of anybody in any way that was physically, emotionally, or economically harmed by COVID-19.
But it's great to be out on the ice again, as you say, too. So how many teams are competing, and who is competing, and what can people expect when they see this event this weekend?
We have a wide variety of players and skill levels coming. The teams are not divided by region. We have four teams of eight skaters. Four team captains chose the teams in private, like a normal pickup tournament.
Mm-hmm.
The team names are Team 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. We kept it as simple as possible because it's organized by players.
Right. And I think it's something that it would be great to get the public out to witness this, to see this sport. So the event is free, and we encourage people to attend and participate to find out what the Sitting Bulls organization is all about.
We have a player named Danny McCoy who won a gold medal in the Sochi 2014 Paralympics. We have a player named Tim Jones who won a gold medal in the 2010 Paralympics in Vancouver. We have several current and former junior national players coming. This will easily be the highest-paced sled hockey that's been played in Johnstown.
Wow.
And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's going to be very paced hockey.
Oh, that is just awesome. And it's good for people to see, again, you know, not just what you're all about, but you guys really need and have to rely on the support of the community. Because in previous conversations, we have established that this equipment, obviously, is not inexpensive. You know, it's like, and anybody who's involved in any type of hockey knows that it involves a lot of travel and a lot of equipment. So support from the community goes a long way in helping out the Sitting Bulls.
Yeah, it does. The support from the community helps pay for ice time and the equipment for regular skaters, position players. It's about $1,000 to $1,200 per person. I'm the goalie. With all the goalie equipment, you're looking at close to $1,500,
$1,800. Wow, yeah.
So it costs, but it's well worth it.
Yeah.
The people that we meet when we go out and play in other towns and cities and teams we play against, hear their stories of their disabilities. And there's a lot of guys that have been wounded in the service and in the play. So it's a team building sport for a whole lot of areas.
Yeah.
We have a very, very good history of strong community support from Johnstown, and it would be awesome to have that continue with this event. Every single penny that the team raises goes back to the players. Johnstown Sled Hockey does every single thing they can to make sure that every player has all the equipment they need. They try to make it as affordable as possible for all of the players, try to buy all of the equipment for all of the players. And it would be very, very, very awesome to see a lot of local support for this event.
It would be great. And Sitting Bulls nonprofit organization, if people want to reach out and say they can't attend any of the games this weekend, but they would like to make a donation, they would like to just find out more information about what you're all about.
We have a Facebook page, Johnstown Sitting Bulls, Inc.
Yeah, and they can contact the president or the coach of the team for more information on coming to try it out or for financial support. Ethan's dad, Brian, is the coach.
Russ is the team president. His number is 814-244-1729. And my dad is the head coach of the Sitting Bulls. His number is 814-244-1321.
COVID Cup is this weekend, the Cambria County War Memorial, May 1st and May 2nd. When do things kick off, gentlemen?
The game's on Saturday. It started at 11:30 and end at 5:30. And on Sunday, they start at 10:30 and end at about 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and nonstop action. I've been on the ice, and I've experienced what happens on the ice, and it's very interesting. I think many people are going to be surprised by the competitiveness and just how much fun it is.
That's another point that we would like to stress is sled hockey is the closest adaptive sport. It's a Paralympic sport. It's full contact. There's checking. It's as close as you can get to able-bodied hockey. It's very high-paced and very competitive.
Ethan Bukovich, Ron Spory, hey, good luck this weekend. Keep doing the great work that you're doing, and really enjoy talking to you guys today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bo.
I would also like to thank Ohio Sled Hockey very much for all of their help putting this together, too.
Oh, it's great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.